Thank you so much for joining us, Robert.
Good morning.
Now, there was a new study recently done by the Sleep Health Foundation just about insomnia in Australians. Now, what were the results of the study conducted?
Yeah, we did a study on over 2,000 adults. Found, as you say, a lot of us, over half, experience some sort of sleep symptoms fairly regularly. But a smaller proportion, but still a lot of people, up to 15%, have symptoms that would get them classified as having chronic insomnia, which is frequently having disturbances of their sleep, going on for longer than 3 months, but also having problems during the day that impair their functioning, feeling fatigued, tired, changes in their mood, feeling grumpy, or their concentration, ability to do stuff at work or at school. And importantly, they've got enough opportunity to sleep, whereas many of us, as I think you're alluding to, struggle with getting enough chance to sleep due to demands of work, life, and our social commitments.
Of course. And so how do you think there might be a correlation between our mental health and our ability to sleep?
Certainly seems to be. Chronic insomnia increases your risk, or certainly seems to increase your risk of developing mood problems, especially depression later on. It can be what we call a bi-directional relationship. So people who have mental health problems often struggle to sleep. But it does seem like it goes the other way as well. And sometimes the first symptom of a mental health condition can be sleep disturbance. And if that's significant and going on for a long time becomes chronic, can lead people to develop low mood and frank clinical depression. So I suppose the advice would be, if someone is having problems with their sleep that has been going on for a while, it's worth seeing a health professional about getting some help.
Of course. Now, do you think how much of an effect do you think technology might play in the increasing presence of insomnia in Australia?
Don't want to blame technology for everything, but fair. Nonetheless. Nonetheless, the devices that we use, especially in the evenings, probably have a twofold effect. One, the light from them, often is bright blue light, and that can affect our ability to sleep and help us get off and prevent us getting off to sleep. And secondly, the stuff that we do on devices is often exciting. So it gets our minds active and activated rather than calming yourself down before you go to sleep. We also found that quite a lot of people, especially younger people, but it can occur up to any age group, are often waking up overnight to engage with their devices, send messages, Snapchat, go onto Facebook, and that's disturbing people's sleep as well. And the people who do that tend to feel lousy during the day and are more at risk of having things like accidents or making errors at work.
Oh, God. Like, look, I mean, I don't sleep a lot in general, but, if somebody woke me up at 3, right in the middle of me sleeping, just message me and be like, hey, what up, on Snapchat, I would probably just throw my phone out the window. The little sleep I get, I really cherish it. Now, there was another part of the study which said that women are more likely to be overwhelmed by thoughts when trying to sleep. So why do you think this is?
The other thing about women is that certainly in the middle age area, and I'm counting middle age from 25 to 55, so I'm probably extending the group out a bit.
Middle age is 25?
Well, I'm not young, young.
Rough.
Women also say they have less opportunity to sleep. So the demands of life, be that work, be that social, be that their family, impinges on the amount of time they have available for sleeping. And I think the combination of that combined with being a bit worried and anxious about getting off to sleep, so maybe they feel they need to get to sleep to soak up every possible precious minute of it because they don't have a lot of time available, can be a bit of a vicious circle. And maybe we need to try and find time to help women out in other areas of life, so that they can relax a little bit more and help them get off to sleep.
Absolutely. And Because last but not least, do you think our brain's unwillingness to sleep might have anything to do with, I guess, how busy our society is, like with the morning work schedules, just kind of like how, I guess, how work schedules work nowadays? Do you think that might have anything to do with it?
I think it definitely has something to do with it. Certainly people who work what we call non-standard hours, which is anything really other than 9 to 5, and that affects many, many people. Probably the majority of the workforce these days doesn't work completely non-standard hours. If you throw in increasing commuter time, distances people have to travel to work, the fact many of us have more than one job, and many people are on call, get called in at any time to for their job, makes it difficult to get up a regular sleep schedule. And sleep is a habit, and we work best if we sleep at the same time, get up at the same time, go to bed at the same time. Plus the anxiety about keeping your job, which certainly seems to be increasingly prevalent in society today. All of that works against sleep, which is something you need to be feeling calm about, relaxed, and not concerned about other bits of life to really help sleep properly.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Robert. It's been great having a chat about this.
Thank you.